If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Rolling on here, it's a Wednesday morning.
Looks Elvis.
Beautiful outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Elvis, and that is because Brian Kester has commandeered the playlist today, yesterday, tomorrow, Friday, perhaps Monday, from King Shooter Supply in King of Prussia, because he donated $500 to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation and also wanted to needle Stocker.
Well, by the way, associate producer in here, Jim Kelly, just brought up a very good point. If you want to really upset me, donate right now $1,000 to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation and do an all Elvis playlist. You could do
$1,000.
You get the week and it's all Elvis.
Oh my goodness.
$1,000 right now. All you have to do is go to GregStockerSucks.com. GregStockerSucks.com. All the money goes to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation for the families of the fallen officers.
Yep.
It's a great cause. We raise money for them every summer. $1,000 right now to GregStockerSucks.com. You'll get an all Elvis playlist.
All Elvis. Where's, don't be cruel. You got to donate.
Where's Linda Kearns? I know she loves
Linda,
Elvis.
Make Greg Stocker your teddy bear.
Perhaps Greg has shared a fact in the past on the air that has triggered you and led you to fire off a mean tweet or a YouTube comment. If you have deep pockets and you were offended, now's your chance for payback.
Yep.
Elvis.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine Elvis for five straight days?
I can't. You know how much I love these charities because I would never do this. I mean, we've had all kinds of copyright issues over the last couple of days because of all this music.
Yeah.
But it's all for a good cause. So
yes.
Just please donate. It doesn't have to be $1,000. If you want the Elvis playlist, it has to be $1,000. But we're at $5,401 right now.
Okay.
So let's, you know, our goal is $20,000.
Gotcha. 855-839-1210. Morning mystery movie clip in about 13 minutes. But right now, let's get to some of the news. It's time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Big 3 at 9, sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Remember Orsted? We did have a rally against the turbines over the weekend. We were all talking about the chaos at the Jersey Shore, but a lot of people might not realize they did have a rally over the weekend to make sure that they shut down those wind turbines that are still an issue along the East Coast here. So Orsted will pay New Jersey $125 million for pulling out of those so-called wind projects. It's a settlement, but it's less than half of $300 million that Orsted originally guaranteed if it failed to build its first, you know, wind farm off of New Jersey's coast.
Yeah, I saw Rooney tweeting about that. Yep.
So it's a huge issue for taxpayers. Remember, they got a lot of breaks. So this is not going over well with, I think, New Jerseyans, that they were allowed to pull out and they received so much up front and all that money, etc. So following that, I just wanted to mention that one as well. We also have an Ohio billionaire planning to take a deep sea submersible to Titanic depths to prove the industry is safer in the wake of that doomed OceanGate vessel. Remember we talked about this story?
I was just going to say, so this guy wants to risk, did he not pay attention to what just happened? I mean, you know, the odds of it are probably slim, but again, I have no interest in going down to the abyss to see a busted up ship.
And doesn't it seem longer than nearly a year ago? It was June 18th, 2023, that Titan, that submersible, imploded, killing all five on board.
We talked about that story for two or three days. The whole nation was captivated. That was the lead story, you know, across all the networks.
Crazy.
And that was in the stretch of, oh my God, let me just think about this for a second. March of 2023, first Trump indictment, then the whole Dylan Mulvaney fiasco. Remember then we had the Jason Aldean pushback to that song, Try That in a Small Town, then the Titan submersible. Well, we had a lot of, we got to do a today in Kale and Company history.
My gosh.
And go back to some of the stories that we talked about a year ago.
You think about it, right? Because it just changes by the minute, all the news stories. This one is real estate investor Larry O'Connor of Dayton, Ohio. He said that he and the Triton submarines co-founder Patrick Leahy are going to plunge more than 12,400 feet. That's 2.3 miles.
Yeah.
And they're going to go to the shipwreck site of the Titanic. They want to show people that this is safe. Yeah. Because nobody has gone under. You know, it's been nearly a year. I was just looking up because earlier in Kale and Company, you were talking about how many billionaires are there. So there are 756 billionaires living in the United States of America.
And this guy's one of them?
And this guy's one of them, and he wants to go down 2.3 miles beneath the ocean.
Rich and bored is a terrible way to live your life.
Right?
Yeah, this is where you got to take up golf, man. We'll take your word for it. I'm assuming it's safe. Let's go play golf.
Well, I love that you say rich and bored. What if you're rich and bored? What's a person to do? So we had talked about an individual who in fact had, I don't know, an extra $14,000 to play around with. Nick sent me this story. I mean, I love this story. It's great. So this is the story of an update for a story of a guy who he originally spent $14,000 to become a collie. Remember this?
He transitioned to a dog. Yeah. And the update is?
The update is he doesn't want to be a collie.
Oh,
he doesn't want to be a collie.
So was that a phase anymore and a trend that the transition he went through and now he has regrets?
He has the regrets. It's weird. My phone is like doing something crazy. He has these regrets about becoming a collie. He spent all the money and it looks like a real dog.
We remember that.
But now he's considering becoming a panda.
A panda. Okay.
Panda.
Right.
Or maybe some other animal.
Being a panda, it's easier to walk than as a collie. Yeah.
Yeah, because he could go up. He wouldn't have to be on all fours.
Right. Well, because when you're on all fours as a human, it's kind of hard to move around, right?
Yes.
You know, there's a few settings where being on all fours is kind of enjoyable. But when you're trying to walk around as a human on all fours, I remember as a football player, as a kid, we used to do these drills. And we do this thing. It was called the crab run. You have to get down on all fours and then sprint on all fours as fast as you could for like 20-yard bursts. And it would just kill my arms and kill my hands and kill my wrists. So if you're going through like the mental health breakdown where you think, boy, I'd love to all of a sudden morph into Lassie, you might want to think it through before you go through it.
I love it. You had also brought up Hillary Clinton, so I was trying to do a tie-in. This day in history, May 29th, 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and his Sherpa of Nepal, Tenzin Norgay, became the first explorers to reach the summit of Mount Everest, which at 29,035 feet above sea level is the highest point on Earth. Remember there was that story that Hillary Clinton had said she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, and then they figured out the timing and it was a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. You were talking about Hillary Clinton, I think.
Yeah, blaming women for losing in 2016. Yeah.
So I just I thought I would mention that. This was Sir Edmund Hillary, the day back in May 29th, 1953. On this day also, Wisconsin entered the Union, 1848, a state that Hillary never went to.
Right. And a state that will be in play this fall for sure. I actually take this back. I would rather, we can do a poll question. What was the mountain that he tried to scale?
Reaching the summit of Mount Everest.
Would you rather try to reach the summit of Mount Everest or go down 2.3 miles to see the Titanic?
Everest.
No, see, I'm scared of heights.
Oh, really?
Give me the Titanic any day of the week over Mount Everest, yes. I wouldn't scale 2400 Market Street much less Mount Everest. These people, and by the way, the amount of people that end up, you know, with hypothermia and frostbite and, you know, losing limbs, much less dying. Is it really, is like, is that, if that's your goal in life is to scale Mount Everest, you got to find a hobby, man.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of cool.
I'd just be petrified.
But yeah, she had long said that she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary. The problem was he became famous when she was about six. She was already born. She was 6 years old when he, you know, when he climbed the summit.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
My excuse to weave in some of the past topics and some different topics of the day. But we are sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. 80 degree weather for most of the week, and this weekend at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is their season. And they're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie on this National Flip-Flop Day. Ugh. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe today from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. We'll try not to picture Nick Kale's because he is wearing his flip-flops.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I'm picturing Nick at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe with his flip-flops on, a Hawaiian shirt.
Yep. Dressed like Tony Bruno, wearing my shades.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, but if we had been smart, see, we should have, I should have brought you over a tropical smoothie. And we
is there like, booze in that Tropical Smoothie Cafe?
I was going to say, you mix the Tito's in there.
I was just going to say.
Yummy, yummy. Thank you, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, for bringing us this big three.
All right, thank you very much, Dawn. So I've got this story here from the Daily Caller about Bob Casey, as we know, Democrat here in Pennsylvania. And the Daily Caller obtained a letter written to Casey from an anonymous individual in 2023 asking the senator about transgender youth participation in athletics. Obviously, this coming off of, you know, the Leah Thomas story and things that we've discussed in the past. And he claims that concerns about biological men competing in women's sports are based on, quote, overgeneralized and unfounded assumptions about transgender women. Additionally, he said that any action taken to protect women's sports is a form of stigmatizing transgenders. He also goes on to say in this story, quote, all young people should have the opportunity to enjoy recreational sports and have their personal dignity respected, Casey added. In a world where transgender youth face a disproportionate risk of bullying, harassment, and violence, allowing transitioning youth to participate in athletics in their affirmed gender can provide enormous social and psychological benefits. Rather than stigmatizing vulnerable youth, I believe we can and should create inclusive and informed guidance that allows all students to flourish. So I take a big issue with this, first and foremost, because I have twin daughters, and I hope that they're never in that situation. And odds are, mathematically, they probably, in all likelihood, will not be. That being said, his statement is so easy to bust up word by word, then this is exactly what I'm going to do right now. First of all, we know that men inherently have physical advantages over females. That's why we created separate sports. Because if every female was on par athletically with a male, then we would just have co-ed leagues and we would just let men and women share everything and put everything on an equal level. And he says all young people should have the opportunity to enjoy recreational sports and have their personal dignity respected. So we have to disrespect and go after the dignity of a biological female who wants to have a fair shake and have her time in the spotlight and also not have to deal with a guy in a bathroom or a locker room. And then he goes on to talk about allowing them to participate in athletics because it can provide enormous social and psychological benefits. Well, Bob, what about the psychological harm that this does to a female that has to endure a man coming into their safe space? And we talk about stigmatizing and labeling people. I don't think anybody, I shouldn't say anybody, most people don't have an issue with transgender people. But it's not going to be, you can live your life, do what you want. If you want to identify as whatever you want under the sun, as a female, as a collie, as a cocker spaniel, a cactus, I don't care. But it shouldn't be at the expense of females. And I just have to think that there's got to be some intelligent Democrats out there, and I believe that there are, even though I might disagree with their policies, I would love to know what is so important about the doubling down and tripling down on going after biological females and trying to erase their accomplishments and what females have had to endure and overcome for the last 100-plus years in this country. And Dawn, you talk about Bob Casey a lot and, you know, Dave McCormick and a lot of the grassroots stuff here at the local level. Is this merely pandering to a small percentage of society for their votes? Or is this genuinely this inclusive mantra that they jam down our throats? Because I'm all for inclusion, but not at the exclusion of females. And all of a sudden, you just have to suck it up and deal with it. It's just so wrong on many fronts. And it's just, I mean, here it is. Now we've talked about this story a bazillion times, and now we've got it localized at the state level here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and I think for him to say it's unfounded and overgeneralized that this issue is, first of all, it's even that letter that he wrote was so boring, but overgeneralized and unfounded. I just think that that is such disrespect to anybody who's saying, hey, I'm a female competing in sports, whether I'm a girl, whether I'm a woman. And also there's a component of it. It's not just about the competition and that you're probably going to lose to a low energy, you know, person who is a male athlete would be at best, you know, in the middle of the pack.
Right.
But it's also disrespectful to say, well, you just have to stand there or sit there and take it. You just shut up and take it.
Right.
When a biological male with the full apparatus, everything hanging out in the locker room, can walk by you, whether that individual is excited, standing at attention, whatever. And that's what happened at UPenn locally, according to some of those women swimmers. To just disrespect them and dismiss them, whatever happened to Me Too? Whatever happened to your truth? And whatever happened to believing her?
You know, there's two things that we're just not seeing with this never-ending story. We're not seeing females transition to males and compete in men's athletics, but we're also not seeing biological men, and I think you kind of illustrated this just now, biological men that are great at sports that transition and then compete in female sports. To your point, it's always like a middle-of-the-road male athlete or a below-average male athlete. And I'm starting to think some of this, not all of it, and not certainly in every case, but some of it is guys not being able to accept that they're just not good enough to go to the next level in sports. And they're like, well, if I compete in female athletics, I might be really, really good, if not great. Like, I don't know, maybe that's just a change in society and culture. But never once when I was an average high school football player did I think about transitioning to become a female so I could go from being middle of the road high school football guy to legendary female basketball player.
Yeah.
Never entered my mind once.
But even if it does, I think there's a lane that you could say to individuals, you can run, you can do whatever, and just not compete directly against the girls and women taking their titles, taking their scholarships. But that's in, that's track, that's running or swimming. What about the times that we've seen in contact sports? We've had some severe injuries with girls. I mean, the one girl, remember, her teeth were knocked out. Another one, she suffered broken bones.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is just to say, hey, you shut up, lay down and take it. You're not allowed to speak out against it. If you're injured, tough, sucks to be you. And if you go to your coach or your school principal or you complain at all, you're going to be canceled, suspended, lose a scholarship. It's just, it's icky.
Yeah, it really is. And it's, jeez. To me, it's setting back, decades of strides made by women. But you know what? As much as this is common sense and as much as most Americans agree with what we're talking about, Republicans continue to lose elections in the culture wars. So, go figure. 855-839-1210, 923. Let's get to our Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Having a beer with your boss. Some of you are under 21.
Some of us aren't under 21, so if you want to grab a cold one with me, I'm happy to do that with you.
I will not be grabbing a cold one with you.
You get high?
I don't get high.
I'm not judging.
That being said, if you want something cold to drink, we'll hook you up.
Okay, thank you. Just stop talking to me.
I'm your Bill Holden installer, except
I really don't get that reference.
Google it.
Dating a fellow intern. This is Google, not Match.com.
No, that's frowned upon also.
So we'll say no to love.
We'll say no to love, yes.
Is a one-night stand considered dating?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, a pair of movie passes to see The Dead Don't Hurt for the nationwide opening. It's coming up this Friday, May 31st, from writer, director, and star Viggo Mortensen. Comes an epic tale of two pioneers who fight for their relationship and their lives on the Civil War era American frontier. From Shout Studios, you can see The Dead Don't Hurt nationwide premiere this Friday, May 31st. If you can identify that movie clip, caller 12, 855-839-1210. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Best of luck still ahead this morning. What's on the cut sheet part due? And when we come back, major breaking news. You're not going to want to miss this. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
9 o'clock hour, Kale & Company, brought to you by Stifel CFO Services, where they offer a full suite of accounting and financial services to help transform your company, big or small. Visit StifelsCFO.com for your free 21-point assessment. Every organization needs a financial leader. Let Stifel's CFO Services be yours. We've got Anthony on the line. He's our morning mystery movie clip winner this morning. Anthony, what movie did we just play for you?
The Internship.
The Internship.
That is correct.
Yeah,
that
job.
Is good work out of you. You've got the movie passes to see The Dead Don't Hurt, which opens up nationwide this Friday.
Awesome. Thank you. And let Anthony know he's the best.
Yes. Yes. We've got multiple Anthonys here at this time. Good work, Anthony. We appreciate you. Thank you for playing and thank you for listening. All right. Before we get to the cut sheet, part two, I tease that we have major breaking news.
Major.
Because this audience is remarkable. And when you ask, they deliver.
Oh, no.
Greg Stocker.
Oh, no.
Get ready, baby.
Gone.
Get ready. You and your mouth.
Woo!
A $1,000 donation has just been made.
Wow.
On behalf of Linda Kearns.
Linda.
To your team, bringing our total to $6,305.76.
Oh.
And congratulations to Linda Kearns.
We
great
love Linda.
Work out of Linda.
All right, so what do I have to do now? What did I stick my foot in my mouth and say, Jim Kelly, I'm blaming you. This was your idea.
Elvis,
I don't
all
like
week?
It.
Yep, Elvis for
Woo!
A week.
Okay.
A week of Elvis. So we have roughly, 12 rejoiners a day? 60 Elvis songs?
Are there 60 Elvis songs?
Of course.
Well, we could just play them on loop if there's not. We're running back twice or three times. According to you, he's only got two great hits.
So, all right. So, look, this is all for a good cause. I can't believe I agreed to this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Linda, by the way, what's the name of her law firm? She should get a shout out. Does anybody know?
That I do not know.
Linda Kearns Law... If it's not named Linda Kearns Law Firm, that's a sin. Let's just say it.
Thank
Linda's
you.
Law Firm. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Law Offices of Linda A. Kearns.
Okay.
Wow. Boy.
There you go.
$1,000. You know, here's what you have to do. Now, we don't know strategically or, calendar-wise what week she will have the Elvis song. So, Greg, here's if you're thinking next level. This is where you plan your summer vacation, perhaps in July or August around, so you don't have to hear those songs while you're, up in the woods somewhere or something.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Just thinking out for your best interest.
Yeah, I said a week. I didn't say what week.
So we're at $6,300.
No, I will not. I will. You know, that's a huge donation. It's a great donation. I will.
You'll survive.
I will 100% honor it for 60 Elvis songs. Oh, God.
I'm going to have to go back and look up the, find one of those Rolling Stone publications with the top 50 or top 100 Elvis songs of all time.
Good for you. Thank you very much. We appreciate this. Keep the donations coming, by the way. Our goal is $20,000, $25, $10, $15, whatever you can do.
Yes.
All the money goes to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Just go to gregsoccersucks.com.
That is correct. All right, 9:35, Wednesday morning. Let's get to What's on the Cut Sheet, part two.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
Part two. What's on the Cut Sheet, part two, sponsored by North to Shore Festival. Prudential presents North to Shore, New Jersey's biggest music and arts festival, June, Asbury Park, Atlantic City, and Newark. 200-plus performances, including the B-52s, Frankie Valli, Lake Street Dive, and more. The festival only Jersey could handle. Oh, I get you. Okay. Mm-hmm. The festival only Jersey could handle. Visit northtoshore.com, northtoshore.com. T-O, northtoshore.com. Okay. Are you guys familiar with the actor Dennis Quaid?
Of course.
He came out in support of Trump on...
this is not Randy Quaid,
no.
Folks. This is Dennis Quaid.
He came out in support of Trump on Piers Morgan's show. I'm just going to play a little bit of this. This is what he said when Piers asked him about it. This is cut one, Phil, go.
What do you think of Trump?
I think I'm going to vote for him.
Really?
Yeah, in the next election. Yes, I am.
Are you ready for the blowback?
Well, yeah.
If inevitably comes
well,
with Trump.
You know, I think this election, everybody's got to, I think they're going to take a side or whatever, but it's, it just seems to me, it just makes sense. I was ready not to vote for Trump until what I saw is more than politics. I see a weaponization of our justice system.
Yeah.
And, a challenge to our Constitution, us as Americans, that I don't think we're going to have. And, you know, Trump is the most investigated person probably in the history of the world. Mm. And they haven't been able to really get him on anything.
And this whole Stormy Daniels thing to me is so kind of pathetic. I mean, whatever happens, as we sit here now, we're going to find out in a few days whether he's guilty or not guilty. I don't think it matters.
It doesn't.
If anything, if he's found guilty, it'll probably help him more.
Yeah, even the way you just said it made it seem like that trial, or guilty or not guilty, is about Stormy Daniels.
Right.
Which it's not.
No, it's not.
And in fact, what is the crime? I still can't figure it out.
Well,
the crime, neither can they, because they haven't said
exactly
what it is. They took a misdemeanor that had run out of its time and turned it into a felony. And they won't even say what that is.
Do you have to like Trump to vote for him?
No.
Do you like him personally?
Well, look, I was in the last campaign and in 16 and in 20, I found myself going, oh, please don't do that. Please don't say that. You know, it's like these things have come out of his mouth. And as president, the only thing I liked about Trump was everything he did.
Right.
You know, what he did with Korea, with Rocket Baby, the way he defeated ISIS in 3 weeks. Mm. You know, people don't even remember it. It happened so fast. Mm. How he stood up for us overseas China and the way he responded to China, he stands up to people, and that's what makes him a leader rather than what I kind of compare it to what was going on in Jimmy Carter's administration, where we're trying to be everybody's friend and pal. And there's some evil people bad actors in this world. And so, you know, people might call him an but he's my
right. No,
I love that phrase. He might be an a-hole, but he's my a-hole. And speaking of bad actors, by the way, Dennis Quaid was in Jaws 3.
By the way, why is it that people who speak on screen for a living can't speak off the cuff.
It is like, really amazing.
Oh my God,
isn't
it was painful. Right.
He doesn't have a memorized script.
Just spit it out, brother.
I know. That was long, somewhat painful.
Sorry.
But he talks about the stuff that Trump says where you're at times you're like, oh, don't say that. And obviously that works against Trump in some respects because some people won't vote for him because he says too much. But it's also the other side of the coin where, you know, he says the stuff that a lot of people would like to say and you don't say the quiet part out loud, and that grows his base and the attraction towards him. So it kind of works both ways in that regard.
By the way, I'd like to thank Dennis Quaid for
marrying Meg Ryan.
Coming on. No, is that Dennis Quaid?
I think he was married to Meg Ryan for like a decade.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Dennis Quaid for going on Piers Morgan show and saying that because he's now officially done his last movie. He's not welcome in Hollywood anymore.
Yeah. He's getting towards his expiration date as well. He's got to be in his 70s by now.
Speaking of...
Why do you say stuff like that? How old is Harrison Ford?
Thank you.
Who's awesome.
Thank you.
Especially men in Hollywood. Till they die.
Harrison Ford's washed.
No, Harrison Ford was in that Yellowstone prequel. That was awesome.
Doesn't move the needle for me.
Stop.
Speaking of washed up actresses.
Yeah.
We're not, but I just wanted to segue.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett, do we know her? Yeah, of course. She's
award-winning.
She made this claim at some French thing that she was at. France. Ugh. Cut 17, Foucault.
Look, I mean, I'm white, I'm privileged, I'm middle class, and I think, you know, one can be accused of having a bit of a white savior complex.
Complex, yeah.
Wait, what is she worth? What does she have in the bank?
Middle class. She's worth an estimated worth of $95 million.
Well,
middle class.
When you factor in inflation, you haven't qualified for the middle class. What is your big pet peeve about Bruce? Is that he always, panders the everyman?
Just the guy, working class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some of these people, they live in an altered universe. Middle class. You don't know what it's like to be middle class. And by the way, I don't knock any of these people. I'm a capitalist. You make all the money. I don't begrudge any of these people. But at least have some sort of reality as to what you're saying. Middle class.
Well, she grew up in Australia. Maybe she grew up middle class. What does she mean by that?
Well, she's white and privileged.
Yeah, she's
and middle class.
Okay. Yeah.
Then say I grew up middle class.
Right.
Don't say I'm middle class because you're far from middle class.
Yeah, why doesn't she just say she's rich?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wonder what signs are in her front yard.
And all those dumb French people are like, oui, oui, yes, middle class. Va, 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 oui.
As Al Bundy once said, it is wrong to be French.
It is.
Shout out to the French, by the way. Love the French people.
All right, cut 26. I'm gonna end with this, Nick Kale, for what's on the cut sheet part due on this Wednesday. This mother was arrested for shoplifting in front of her child, and boy, the mouth on this child, like, we have problems here.
Good parent.
You want to see this video. youtube.com/at1210WPHT youtube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see this video. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons. Only had 136 likes today. I mean only, but thank you for that, but we had way more people than that watching, so please hit the subscribe button and please hit the like button. Okay, cut 26, Phil, go.
Okay. No!
That's the little girl.
No! Oh, my.
No! The floor!
What a mouth, huh?
Oh, my.
On this little princess.
A little sweetheart.
Yeah. Shoplifting.
Yep. Did I steal from Montclair?
Mommy, I know.
Two cops.
What classes did I steal? Thank
you. Stop recording it now. You should not be recording it without our permission.
Wow.
Thank you. My aunt stole glasses. It was her. Do she have a white T-shirt on? No. 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 Leave my mother alone.
I don't have nothing though. This is crazy.
Oh my godfather. You don't have nothing.
These poor cops, by the way, they're just like, oh, God.
Yep, here we go, another one.
I'm going to punch somebody in the face.
Yep. Listen. Look at the leeway they're giving this lady.
I know.
These cops are so petrified of their own shadows these days.
She, by the way, she told that cop she was going to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Is she wearing her mom's shoes or are her feet really that big?
I think those are DeSantis's.
By the way, sweetheart, not the daughter, the mother.
Yeah.
A dress probably not the best thing to be wearing.
Yeah.
With that shape.
Yeah, a little tight. This is bad parenting, right? Like, I mean, have I ever let an expletive fly in front of my daughters by accident? Yeah, I have. But this behavior, this is taught, this is learned, and you just know, 10 years from now, what's going to happen.
Yep.
That girl will get into some incident, and then you're going to have police interaction, and then all the same nonsense we constantly go through in this country, where it's almost now like it's optional for you to comply with law enforcement.
We don't have a gun problem. We don't have this problem, that problem. We have a culture problem.
Yeah.
We really do. And it starts at home. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. And, you know, these people have, like, it's this learned behavior. of
not a MILF. 91 no. LSX or shame on you.
not a MILF.
No. That's a good way to wrap it up.
No.
All right. That'll do it. We'll come back, find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show today in music history. Phil Almquist says he's got a little curveball to
us. Oh, no. So no more curveballs today.
I know.
I've had it with the curveballs.
I agree. So have the Phillies. And we'll also wrap it up with who won Twitter today. Back after this, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you're thinking about that summer road trip, maybe you're thinking about a Piazza premium automobile. How about that? You've been eyeing that luxury vehicle for a while now. Why not go get it with a little help from my friends at Piazza? You know, they have thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available right now from some of the most beautiful, powerful, sleek vehicles on the roadways today. Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, and so much more. Check it out. PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. You can always stop by one of their Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey dealers. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company getting set to pass off the baton to Dawn Stensland. The Dawn Show 9 minutes from now, and we find out what she has lined up top of the hour.
Yeah, so Trump any minute now will arrive at the courthouse. He left Trump Towers about 25 minutes ago, so he'll arrive any minute. Judge Juan Merchan will instruct the jury, and then we go into deliberation. So I'll have a whole recap of what has happened, you know, what's transpiring. If Trump speaks, we always take him right off the top, cold open. I want to just give you a heads up, traffic alerts. So get out of here ASAP because we have two different motorcades, you guys, with the Veep, with Harris and Biden here.
What times?
Oh, my God. I was tracking what that would look like.
Yeah.
And so they are two different motorcades. I believe it's from noon to 5.
Okay.
It's going to be total gridlock.
Good.
Because Biden's going to stay for this event on Broad Street. So across and then Girard College. So the entire area is going to be, we're going to have some real gridlock for about 5 hours. Sorry.
Feel good to be in Montgomery County today around noon.
Yeah. We'll talk to Tom Nichols, Broad and Liberty, and talk about life on the streets and in the woods. We will explain. And then welcoming back Congressman Wesley Hunt, who, yes, is from Texas.
I love Wesley.
Yeah. He's a great guy. He's been on before and just adding some perspective. So we'll try to mix it up a bit. There's a lot breaking, and there's a lot breaking with down the shore, what they're doing to combat the chaos.
Okay. Looking forward to that as now we get to Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, Wednesday, May 29th, we celebrate the birthdays of Noel Gallagher from Oasis, Gary Brooker from Procol Harum, Mike Porcaro from Toto, and Blaze Bailey from Wolfsbane and Iron Maiden. We also lost BJ Thomas on this day in 2021. Singles include James Taylor's You've Got a Friend from 71 and The Cars Just What I Needed from 78. Albums include Crosby, Stills, and Nash's debut from 69, Private Dancer by Tina Turner in 84, and Hellbound by Warlock in 85. Love that band. Also, Brown Sugar by the Stones was number one on this day in 71. And 65, the Beach Boys was number one with Help Me Rhonda.
Yeah.
But lastly, I was actually inspired yesterday to do a top five song list based on our internet trolls and critics.
Uh-oh.
So here is that list. Number five, Depeche Mode, People Are People.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Ray Charles with Hit the Road, Jack. Number three, Shinedown with Enemies. Love that band. Also, they're going to be at Music Fest this year. Can't wait. Number two, Green Day with American Idiot. And my number one song based on our internet trolls and internet critics, Three Doors Down, Loser. For Kale and Company,
have a
great day. I'm Phil Lomquist.
Look at that. A great day, a subdued today at the top, and the internet trolls and the critics. I might retire from Twitter today, folks. It could be it.
Speaking of internet trolls.
Yeah. Let's get to Who Won Twitter today.
Who Won Twitter?
Sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Paul Gonzo wins Twitter. He says, thank you, Linda Kern's law firm.
Woo.
Greg, you are going to appreciate the extent of Elvis's talent. Next is Kid Rock. Oh, God.
I love it.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is their season, and they're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6, and as Karine Jean-Pierre would say,
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.